Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people are curious about, the best communities to actually live in here in Longboat Key, Florida. And who better to talk about this than David himself, who knows this area inside and out. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this because Longboat Key is such a unique place. A lot of people think of it as just a vacation destination, but there's so much more to it when you actually live here year-round. The communities here are really diverse, and each one has its own personality.
Okay, so I'm curious, when you say diverse, what do you mean? Like, are we talking about different price points, different vibes, different amenities? What makes one community stand out from another?
Great question. So it's really a combination of things. You've got waterfront properties that are absolutely stunning. Then you've got communities that are more focused on golf and resort style living. Some neighborhoods are more about that quiet residential feel, while others are buzzing with activity and restaurants. And yeah, price points vary pretty significantly depending on what you're looking for and what's important to you as a resident.
Right. So it's not like one size fits all. You really need to know what your lifestyle is actually going to look like. So let me ask you this. If someone's moving here and they're trying to figure out where to land, what's the first thing you tell them to think about?
The first thing is always, what's your day-to-day life going to look like? Are you working? Are you retired? Do you have kids? Are you someone who wants to be near restaurants and shops, or do you prefer peace and quiet? Once you answer those questions, the right community usually starts to reveal itself. Longboat Key is small enough that you can really get to know the different areas pretty quickly.
I love that approach because it's not about what's trendy or what looks good on Instagram. It's about actual fit. So walk me through some of the top communities here. What are people gravitating toward?
So you've got some really established, well-known communities that have been here for years and have that strong sense of community. Then there are newer developments that are attracting people who want something more modern with updated amenities. The waterfront areas are always popular because, I mean, it's Longboat Key. The water is incredible. But the inland communities offer better value and still have access to everything that makes living here special.
Oh, wow. So there's actually some really smart options if you're not necessarily looking to spend top dollar on waterfront. That's good to know.
Absolutely. And honestly, some people find they prefer it. You get more space, you're still minutes away from the beach, and you're part of a tight-knit residential community. Plus, you're not dealing with some of the challenges that come with direct waterfront living, like salt spray or hurricane exposure. It's a really practical option that a lot of people don't even consider.
That's such a good point. So for someone who's seriously considering a move here, what should they actually do? Should they spend time in different neighborhoods? Should they rent first?
I always recommend spending time here if you can. Rent for a season, visit during different times of year, drive around the neighborhoods at different times of day, get a feel for the traffic, the energy, what the community is actually like beyond the real estate listing photos. And definitely talk to people who already live here. They'll give you the real story about what it's like to be part of that community.
That's such smart advice. You know, what I think is so cool about what you're saying is that you're really encouraging people to make a thoughtful decision instead of just jumping in. David, this has been super helpful. For anyone listening who's thinking about Longboat Key, where can they reach out to you to learn more?
Thanks so much. People can always reach out directly, and I'm happy to talk through what might be the right fit for their situation. Whether they're just exploring or ready to make a move, I love helping people find their place here in Longboat Key.
Perfect. Well, David, thanks again for being here and for sharing your local expertise. This was a great conversation. And thanks to everyone listening. If you've got questions about real estate or communities, keep tuning in. We'll catch you next time on My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore.